Yes. Just a nice chilled out way to bring things in tonight.
That's right, but I meant to do it.
More up tempo? That's fine, bud. That's just so romantic, man.
Get out of here.
Why are you playing this?
Because once again, he's fooling around doing So What Are You Doing, Man?
I'm trying to clean this out.
If that's a crack pipe, someone's ass gets kicked, and I think it's yours.
No, man, I have a crack pipe. It's only crumb.
What is that glass tube? Is that actually a test tube?
Yeah.
What are you doing with that?
I don't get it out of that chemistry kit.
Anyway, welcome to the program, world famous Phil Hendry Show. And yeah, it's a nice chill. Well, you know what? I figure the way people are probably traveling tonight, maybe we need to kind of keep it low key here because according to the news, I guess the traffic is bad. And that's not the news flash. The news flash, well, we'll have Dave Oliva on in a few minutes to talk about what the news flash is. But apparently, this night tonight is particularly dangerous when it comes to the Thanksgiving travel. So I just thought that I'd let you all in on that one. I don't want anybody to worry, but that's the word, man. But first, I'm going to head over to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Bell is with us.
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Am I on yet?
Not yet. Hold on.
Steakhouse. Okay. Come on down.
Come on down, Ted of Beverly Hills, and are we open on Thanksgiving? You better believe we're open on Thanksgiving. People eat on Thanksgiving. Why would I close my restaurant on a day when people eat? I've always wondered about that. And, of course, we're going to be open tomorrow, Phil. We'll be serving up turkey with all the fixings, all the trimmings. And we're going to be, as well, of course, enjoying ourselves with so many... What are you doing? Okay, I'm trying to seat people, Phil, at the same time as being on the air with you here.
Well, is there somebody else that can do that? Because we have a segment to do here.
No, you're right. Just take them and put them in the back of the room. No, I don't want to even look at him. It's somebody that I'd rather not be here, and I don't want to mention who, but my ex-partner.
And, how you doing, Billy?
So I've got them in the back, and so anyway, Phil, it's nice to be with you and everybody there.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Ted. Now, you were going to give us a turkey recipe, right?
Yeah. I wanted to give you this. This is a stuffing recipe, which is what they said they wanted.
Well, Bud called you, right?
Well, yeah, he called me up and he said he wanted a stuffing recipe. Now, I had thought I'd made it clear, and I guess I didn't make it clear, that I don't, you know, stuffing a turkey, the whole idea of stuffing a turkey bothers me. And, you know, for that to happen, what is this?
This is Turkey in the Straw, yay, for this segment.
Can you have him turn that off, please?
Okay, so what, turn it off, bud.
No, it's for this Thanksgiving segment.
Oh, I don't care if it's for a Thanksgiving segment. You got to turn that off. The people can't hear me, can they?
Why are we... Turn that off, bud.
Mr. Hall said.
Turn it off.
You get a sponsor for it.
Bud says they have a sponsor for this. I don't know.
A sponsor?
Wait, hold on for just a minute. Hold on for a minute. Turn that down, will you, please? What do you mean a sponsor?
Let me get the guy on. His name is Burford. Jim Burford, and he is with the... Well, it's Burford Farms. Okay, I know where those guys are. They're over here in Camarillo, and they are... Apparently, they've got the frozen turkeys. Jim, how are you?
Oh, hi.
And so, you're sponsoring this segment?
Yes, I am. I didn't know that I was going to be... thought you people were aware of that. But I want turkey in the straw plate.
Hi, Jim. This is Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes, I know who you are, sir.
Okay, this is my segment. And, you know, I'd rather that...
The synergy, I think, is there.
What do you mean synergy?
Okay, hold on, gentlemen.
I got it. What do you mean synergy?
I wanted to have turkey in the straw for Buford Farms turkeys. And they said they'd give me the first segment here, so...
All right, so who sold you that?
Well, do you really want to talk about it here?
Well, yeah,
That was Mr. Hall.
Yeah, Mr. Hall sold that.
Well, Phil, you're talking about business now.
No, I know that I'm talking business.
Yeah, we have to talk business because this is my segment.
Well, no, I know that, but what I'm saying is this is a perfect thing for your segment, playing turkey in the straw, because what this does is it lets people know... See? Buford Farms with the great turkeys and then Ted Bell's restaurant.
No, I don't think so, man. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, let me explain something to you. I paid top dollar.
Okay. Turn it off, will you?
No, no, you will not turn it off. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I want that Buford Farm turkey. So when you're not eating at Ted's of Beverly Hills, I think what we could do, Mr. Bell, is have a synergistic relationship. And people will, whenever they think of you, they think of me.
No, 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 thank you. No, I certainly appreciate the thought. But no, Ted Bell, I don't do that. I'm not going to do that, okay?
What was that?
I think that was the beginning of another song. We have a problem, gentlemen, and like all problems, there's a solution. If I can get David Hall on the line, and I'm going to ask Bud Dickman to do just that.
Wait.
And we'll see what we can do, okay?
This is not the time or the place to have some sort of half-assed conference call on a sales conference. You know, I'm trying to tell you that I've always sponsored this segment.
Now, I know you have. So something has happened that I was not made aware of.
You were not told, Mr. Henry?
Mr. Buford, no, I wasn't. I wasn't told that you were going to be in this segment. I was told that you were signed as a sponsor.
Well, no, the very first segment of the program was going to be me, and then I would talk to Ted about the turkeys and what he's doing, and we would talk to each other, and hopefully we'd get together at each other's place of business. I had these straw hats made up, and...
Straw? What does that mean, straw hat?
Well, there was going to be a photo shoot tomorrow morning, and you and I shaking hands over a fence, and a turkey is there.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Somebody's got to talk to me about this stuff.
All right, where's David?
David Hall, line 3.
David, you got a problem here, and...
I got a problem.
You got two guys here, two sponsors on the line here, that are not very happy.
Who am I talking to?
Bill Buford.
Ted Bell, David, and what I'm told is that you've got this guy with his turkeys...
Oh, yeah. This is the synergy that I was talking about. I was trying to talk to Phil about Phil and his understanding stuff. I want to get the synergy between this guy selling turkeys and your steakhouse. And that's why I said, well, you come on in the first segment. And where's the music?
Wait, hold on for just a minute.
Yeah.
First of all, you're asking for all this stuff. My understanding was that I was going to be the main sponsor of it. Yeah, there it is. That's it. Yeah. Doodle-doodle-doodle.
Yeah, see, I like this.
I don't like it. Hey, Hall.
Hall.
Yes, I'm right here. You don't have to yell. It's not like I'm in the next room. I'm right here on the phone with you.
Yeah, okay.
Do you hear this cornball? This is not what people think of when they think of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Some guy playing a fiddle. I can almost see a guy. Oh, man. See a guy what? So I can almost see some hillbilly dancing around in overalls. That's not Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, I take a little bit of exception to that, Mr. Bell. I've been a big fan of your restaurant. I'm just saying that Buford Farms turkeys are moist, they're tender, they're willing.
Moist and tender and willing. I am not going to be associated with a sales pitch like that. You can forget about it.
Wait, hold on for a minute, Bell. You got a contract with us. You've already paid. You might as well get the airtime out of it.
Well, you're not going to put me on the air with some guy.
I'm not some guy. I'm a sponsor as well, Mr. Bell. I'm giving you respect. We're talking about Buford Farm turkeys. Moist, tender, willing. They yield. They surrender.
All right. Hold on for a minute. And tell David I'm sorry I put him on hold along with everybody else. I don't like that message either.
What is this moist, tender, and they're willing?
I don't know, but it's...
Well...
No. Don't give me this stuff about, hey, that's how they sell turkeys, okay?
You know, Phil, I grew up on a farm in upstate New York. I was in a place called Canandaigua. You know where that is?
Yeah, I think I do, yeah.
You think you do? Well, you know it's in New York State, right?
Yes, I think so. When it says Canandaigua?
Yes. Now, we had a turkey farm that was down. We didn't raise them ourselves. My father was a dairy farmer. But down the road, there was a turkey farm. And I would go down, I'd look at the turkeys, and then I'd turn around and walk back. I found nothing interesting about them at all. And my voice is cracked. Give me water again, Dickman.
Yes, sir.
But I would go down, and I would look at the turkeys. And then I would turn around and walk home, bored silly. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Right. Okay.
Well, what does that mean, right?
Well, okay, so in other words, you don't know what he's talking about, neither do I.
But the general does have some background.
That's it. I have background on it.
Yeah, okay, you live down the street from a turkey farm. You'd walk down there, look at them.
Yes, and turn around and go home.
Turn around and go home.
See, that's why I joined the Army. It was just I had to do something fast or I was going to go out of my mind.
Right. All right, so we'll be back here with more from Ted Bell. We have Bill Buford from Buford Turkey Farms. They're moist, tender, and willing.
Yeah, it's almost, there's something almost sexual about it.
Well, man, just figure that out now? Yeah, there's something pretty weird about that. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to find out just exactly what it is they're talking about, we're talking about, you're talking about, and our number, by the way, 855-500-7445. Hey, Bud, what are we trying to do, man? Drive everybody nuts with depression here tonight? What is this?
This sounds like a funeral dirge.
Do-do-do-do.
Put on something up-tempo, man, before I kick your... Anyway, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Starting out with Bob Marley and Turkey in the Straw.
That's uplifting.
I hold you.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Go ahead, Buford.
Oh, thank you, Ted. This is Bill Buford. When you go to Ted's of Beverly Hills, you can also enjoy the moist turkeys that we have at Buford.
You
got to
do it faster. What do you want me to do?
All right, take it easy. David Hall is on the line with us as well. What we've had is a little bit of a scheduling problem. That's the way I see it.
No, it's not a scheduling problem. No, it isn't. This is the synergy that I've been looking for.
Hey, well, let me tell you something, okay? This is Ted.
I know who it is. I know your voice anywhere, Ted. It cuts through everything, okay? I know you.
Well, it's fine, you know, but... So you know me, huh? Do you know my money?
Now, look, Bill, we don't have to get rough about this.
You know my money, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. I didn't say that I wanted to be... Well...
You guys agreed during the break you weren't going to argue about this. Didn't you agree that you would work Mr. Buford into this commercial break, into this particular segment, and then we'll work out later where he can be? You're all right with that, Mr. Buford, right?
I'm fine with it, Bill. We just want to get the message out before Thanksgiving that tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving, but if you haven't purchased your Buford turkey yet, you're going to want to purchase your Buford turkey. As we mentioned, they're moist, they're succulent, they're tender, they're alluring.
What?
Please don't mess with the message, okay?
Well, I got to tell you, that's the part that I got a problem with, all right?
Is anybody talking to you about your message? We want to put our meat? You know what your thing is talking about, where to put the meat.
I'm talking about steak, okay?
Yeah, okay, whatever you say. So why can't Buford have the message? That was my message. That's what I said to Mr. Hall during the sales meeting. I said, if you've got, what's your name again, sir?
My name is Ted Bell. You don't know who I am?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm up to my ass in turkeys. I don't know anything about steaks, steakhouses, Beverly Hills, nothing. I'm Bill Buford, and I know turkey. If there's one guy that knows turkeys inside and out, it's me.
I'll bet you do.
All right, Bill, that's not necessary, okay? This is a guy that's trying to make a living just like you, okay? He's trying to make a beautiful dollar.
He might be trying to make a dollar. I don't know how beautiful it is.
I can tell you, Mr. Bell, I wanted to be on this segment because I understood this segment was a rather liberal segment of the Phil Henry Show with the whole we want to stick the meat.
No. Excuse me, sir. It's not we want to stick our meat anywhere. It's a very well-crafted advertising message that I paid top dollar for in New York City, Madison Avenue, advertising agency, big money. You get it, okay? I'm kicking back the 15% to these bloodsuckers, and I don't know how much you paid for yours.
Something that I crafted myself along with my wife, Mitzi, and we think it's, you know, our turkeys are warm, juicy, succulent, willing, loose.
What does that mean, if you don't mind me asking, sir?
Is this the host of the show I'm speaking to?
Yeah, this is Phil Henry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but you're not in... This is an advertising meeting, okay?
Phil, if you could just butt out for a second.
Wait a minute. It's in the middle of my show, and we're on the air.
Yeah, I understand that, but we're talking about crafting a message here, and we don't need you, the host, butting in and messing it up, okay? Your job is to simply pitch it. Your job is to sit here and start critiquing it.
I'll tell you, I'll critique it. I'm Ted Bell, okay? Ted Bell. My name is over Beverly Hills, California. You want me on the same segment with some guy who's got a turkey farm somewhere, and his turkeys are moist and willing? Woo! You guys really were born with an oversized pear. An oversized pair. Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment, Mr. Bell.
Talk much?
Yeah, about as much as you do. And I don't have an overbite. Oh!
Hall, you better get him out of here before I kill him. Gentlemen, hold on for just a minute. I think that the two of you can work out a very nice message together the way we practiced it during the last break. I think it's going to work well. And Ted, your jingle, the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle, leads the way. So let's, come on, guys. Let's try it one more time. Here's the music. Thank you, bud. Go ahead.
All right.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. This is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here's my good friend, Bill Buford, from the Buford Turkey Farms.
Why, thanks a lot, Ted. You know, every time somebody comes to your restaurant,
you gotta do it faster than that. Cue the music. Cue Bill's music. Get Bill's music on there. There we go. Okay, now.
Thanks a lot, Ted. Yeah, listen, Ted, you know, while everybody is getting their meat ready to be put into a mouth somewhere.
All right, that's, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, it's funny.
Yeah, you can't laugh at it, Buford.
The guy's message is funny. You paid how much?
Hey, sunshine.
Hey, don't call me sunshine. Don't. You can say anything you want.
All right, hold on, guys, because this is out of control.
Hey, Phil, I taught...
This is out of control, and you're not doing a very good job controlling. Turn that down, will you, please? Now, what is the message? The idea is for Ted to do the pitch and then for Buford to come in.
Oh, it's Buford now. It's not Bill?
I mean Bill to come in. And to do his turkey thing?
Yeah, the idea was I do the initial pitch for Ted's of Beverly Hills, and then here's my good friend Bill Buford to tell you about turkeys. I don't understand how it fits together, but this is Hall's idea. And why? Because Hall's the guy that sold this segment without telling me, Ted Bell, longtime advertiser.
Well, look, it's going to help everybody, okay? Everybody gets well. Everybody gets a piece of the pie, all right? It's dessert time. Grandma's bringing it out. And
enough, will you? Hall, I don't need all these analogies. All right, go for it.
All right, you understand where we're going with this, okay, Buford? You ready?
Yes, I think I've got it.
All right, here we go. We start off with Ted's jingle. You do the pitch, then turkey in a straw. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's table three, will you? I got to do a commercial.
Ted's of Beverly
Hills. Oh, God.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and enjoy a really juicy, thick, moist, succulent steak, and here's my pal Bill Buford to tell you about turkeys.
Well, thanks a lot, Ted. You know, folks, when you aren't putting your meat in, well, you know how Ted says it, come on down to Buford's Turkey Farm. We have turkeys. I'll tell you what, if you can't get what you need at Ted's, these turkeys have been waiting all day.
Yeah, see, that doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Turn the music, bud. What doesn't work about it?
Can I jump in, please?
Oh, here he is again.
Yeah, the host of the show, yeah. First of all, Bill is trying to make a joke out of the put the meat in the mouth and all that stuff. Secondly...
Well, why wouldn't I want to do that?
Because it's not a part of the first part of the message, that's why.
Secondly, I don't know. There's something wrong with it.
Yeah, thank you. Henry finally woke up. Yeah, there's something wrong with it.
We can get this straight. I swear to God, we can get it straight now. One more time. Come on, just one more time. Give it a try, Ted. Here we go. Ted's of Beverly Hills, take one. I mean, take 15.
Yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, if you want a nice, thick, juicy steak, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Of course, it is Thanksgiving, so how about a turkey? Here's my friend, Bill Buford.
Well, thanks a lot, Ted. At Buford's Turkey Farm, the turkeys are lonely. They need a little, you know, what only you can give them.
How's that? There's got to be more to it than that.
What only you can give them?
No, it's a play on.
You know what? I'm out. I'll leave the phone line open, but I got to go and I got to do. You know, I got a living to make here. Okay. Look at. I think we work on it. Is Bill there?
I'm right here, Hall.
What's with Hall?
Because I'm not happy with what you've done here. I got this guy hanging up on me. Buford's Turkey Farm is a class operation. And the turkeys have... you may not think much of our turkeys, but I picked them up out of the gutter and made them what...
All right.
Wait a second. That's your new sponsor, Bill Buford.
Yeah. Well, Bill, welcome to the show. Bill Buford Turkey Farm, where the turkeys are moist and willing. I'm telling you. Someone's going to lose their gig over this, man. Someone's going to lose a lot of money. Ted's right. He doesn't want to be associated with a message like that. I don't blame him. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's see what depressing music Bud can send us out on here. It's 855-500-7445, 855. Holy God, Bud, would you pick it up, man?
No kidding, man. I'm, you know, this is not funny anymore. Sorry.
Jesus, it's like I'm in a funeral parlor or something. All right, we'll be back here. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Dave Oliver with some traffic news for us coming up next. Don't forget Buford turkeys, man. They're moist and tender and well-dressed. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. What's the problem now?
Well, the gentleman, Mr. Buford, called back. Bud, you took the call.
Yeah, he called back and he said that Obama pardoned Turkey, and it's all wrong, all wrong.
What do you mean it's all wrong?
You tell him.
Yeah, I said Obama pardoned Turkey. Well, let me do it, all right? These two idiots, you know, I love and respect both of you, Robert and Bud, but the two of you are a couple of imbeciles, and neither one of you should have been let out of the house this morning without a leash. Now, the...
All right, General, what's the point?
The point is that this man, Buford, was, what's wrong?
I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of hiss tonight on the line. Oh, I know what it is. I'm getting that second line. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know these technical things, and when you start acting squirrely...
I'm sorry, General. I took your mind off of what you were saying. What is it?
Man Buford called. He spoke to Dickman. He said he saw on TV that a turkey was being pardoned, and that this turkey...
Get him some water. You know what? You may have to go to the doctor or something.
I'm fine. That the turkey, Obama pardoning the turkey, was just one more example of this president's failed policies, given the fact that he is the owner of a turkey farm. And Buford went on and on about how, don't you understand? And I finally said to him, Buford, I'll come through the phone on you as sure as God made green little apples, so hang up before you die. And that's when I heard the dial tone, so...
All right, so now you're threatening my sponsors.
Well, Phil, you know...
I wouldn't blame the general. I thought Buford was out of line. Why would he call us up and complain about Obama?
I don't know, but I mean, if the guy's a potential sponsor, did you have him call up David?
I said, Buford, why don't you call David Hall instead of wielding my permanent? And that's when he got really angry, and he said, well, you liberals... And I said, I'm not a liberal, but you know what? For today, I think I will be. If you don't hang up, I'm coming through the fiber optics, and I'm all over you like stink on you-know-what. And he said, oh, I know the word you're thinking of. I said, you're right. Your wife's cooking. And that's when he hung up, and...
That's pretty good line, got to admit.
Yeah, that's fine, man, if you're testing out your one-liners on a potential sponsor.
Well, Philly was out of line, I thought.
All right, maybe he was. We'll talk to Buford later, okay? In the meantime, I got to get on the line here, Dave Oliva. Dave is with us. Dave is an aspiring Los Angeles City police officer. That's what he would like to become. He's currently taking criminal justice, law enforcement, and relative topics at L.A. Canyon College. And he joins us on the Newsmaker line tonight to talk about the Thanksgiving traffic situation. I understand, Dave, are you out there as part of a... You know, we have a Citizens Auxiliary Police that we occasionally interview on the program. Are you out there with those guys?
You know, I'm out here on my own. I know that there is a guy here, Mr. Santos, who I know you have spoken with in the...
I'll talk with him later.
Yeah, Mr. Santos is here, who's looking at the traffic, but I have nothing to do with him, okay?
Yeah, because we got some appearances on the show tonight of some guests that we didn't anticipate. Now, if Jay's out there, we're certainly happy to hear from him, but we want to talk to you primarily.
Well, yeah, thank you. That's what I told him, and I said I wanted to talk to Mr. Henry, you know, about the traffic, you know?
Well, I think I'll do that.
Oh, here, Dick, you tell Henry.
All right, that's Jay Santos. Now, we're out here. All we're doing is monitoring level of traffic. If we do see automobiles that we consider to be not loaded down enough the car, in other words, we only see one person, then...
Would you please speak a little more clearly, Jay? I can't understand you.
I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm saying... Right, on a holiday like today, on Thanksgiving holiday night, Every lane of traffic should be a diamond lane. We really feel that it is a wasted car that only has one guy in it. So we are here simply addressing the situation. We just flag them down, or we can do a flare drop, your choice.
What does that mean, a flare drop or flag them down?
Well, in other words, what we'll do is we'll ride alongside of them, and we're waving a lit flare. And that's what we call, you can pull over for the flare drop. If you don't pull over for the flare drop, then we just follow, and try to think of something else. Generally, people will...
You follow and try to think of something else.
Well, Phil, what we have here is just a limited opportunity, limited whip. Okay, yeah, that's good, Billy. We're just revving up some of the bikes we have here. They got a couple of Harley Davidsons out here, Mr. Ernie. I don't know if that... Let me use the phone, and then you can have it back.
Yeah, it is my phone, though.
What are you doing with the Harleys?
We're just doing a flare, what we're calling doing a flare down. So when a car drives by, we pull up alongside them. Get Gleason up here with the Harley. We have a couple of Harleys. I'm going to go over to where Gleason is right now. No, he just went by me. Hold on. Come here. He just went by me. I got to turn around and go back to him. Come here. Okay, Gleason, I want you to bring the bike. What happened? I'll get cut out.
All right, give the phone to Mr. Oliver, please.
God.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Look, I don't have nothing to do with these guys. I just wanted to tell you about the traffic here tonight, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
I want everybody to know, if you're starting Thanksgiving tonight, if you're starting, I mean, your Thanksgiving drive tonight, you're going to be careful. What's up, man? If you're starting your Thanksgiving drive tonight, be careful. An analysis of insurance claims shows you could be in greater danger.
That works good.
Hey, Mr. Henry, do you know this guy, Jay Santos?
Yes, I do.
Well, he's acting like he's all Mr. Chips or something out here, you know. Right now, he just took it all the way down to the end of the... He's talking to some guys down there. He's got some guys in pith helmets and stuff, and I don't know what they're doing.
Are you on a freeway? Do I understand that you're out on a freeway?
Yeah, we are on the on-ramp of the freeway.
Well, they can't be out there on a freeway on-ramp doing what?
Like you said, he's flaring people down, man. If he sees cars that don't have enough people in them, he flares it down, so I don't have any idea. Okay. Yeah, okay, man, I will. That was Jay Santos again.
Next time he's there, I want to talk to him.
Okay, he took off again. He's going down to another checkpoint. If you're starting your Thanksgiving drive tonight, be careful. An analysis of insurance claims shows you could be in greater danger of having an accident. Even aside from the awful weather plaguing much of the nation, traffic accidents... Henry wants to talk to you, man.
I don't have time for him right now. Okay, we got another problem. I got to go down the other end. I got to go down to checkpoint 3. I'll be right... Yeah. Yeah, okay, he's down at checkpoint 3.
You should tell him to quit screwing around out there. He's going to get arrested. He ought to be arrested.
That's what I think. Forget about it. He will get arrested. I hope he is arrested.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I came out here to do this. You know, I parked and I walked up the on-ramp so I could take a look at the traffic. And right now, I saw these guys out here. Hey, Henry wants to talk to you, man. Henry wants to talk to you.
I didn't call him out here.
Yeah, he's going down. He's checking. He says he's checking the different checkpoints he has.
What is he doing? All right, I'm going to call the Highway Patrol, and I'm going to have him busted. That's what I'm going to do. I think it'll be a fantastic thing, and I think we're going to have it on the air, and I think it'll make me laugh all weekend. So stand by for that.
Well, okay, Mr. Aaron, please don't make sure they don't arrest me or anything like that, you know? Okay, he just pulled up right now. Hey, Henry wants to talk to you, man. He's going to have you busted.
What?
He's going to have you busted.
I just gave my bike. All right, just gave the bike to Gleason. Gleason will go down. Yeah, Gleason's on checkpoint 3, checkpoint 4, okay? And then you guys take a coffee break or take a sandwich break, or there's some donuts over here too, okay? What's up, Phil?
What's up? I'm going to call the cops and have you arrested.
What for?
For screwing around out on a freeway and riding up and down and your checkpoints and your flare downs and everything else, man. I'm hearing you riding along the shoulder of a freeway on a Harley.
I'm out checking a checkpoint. What do you think I'm supposed to do? I sent Gleason down there. Gleason hasn't got enough brains, but he wouldn't know how to get a saucer of milk if he was a cat. Here he is now. Hey, Gleason, get off the bike. God, he just took off again. He's going down to checkpoint 3, and I'll be right back.
Now,
I don't care who's on the bike and who's checking what. Checkpoint 3, this is all a load. You guys are not real cops. I'm calling the police.
I'm just asking you, Phil, if you just, for just 5 seconds, just hold on, okay, until we complete our checkpoints and make sure all the clear-downs are done. Yeah, you guys are going to have to get off the bike. Get off the bike. Because Henry's going to call the cops if you don't. He's going to call the cops if you don't. I'm trying to tell him, but they all pulled up and down they went away.
What do you got? You got a bunch of guys going up and down the off ramp there, or up and down the shoulder on bikes?
Well, how else are you going to do the checkpoint?
Yeah. Give the phone back to Dave, will you?
All right, here. Okay, I don't know anything about it, Mr. Henry.
No, you're fine, Dave. So go ahead.
Okay, so this is a very dangerous time of the holiday season, is what I want people to know. Okay, man? I'm on the air right now. It's a very dangerous time.
You go down to checkpoint 2 and check right on. Henry's a pain in the ass. You go have us arrested.
God, Mr. Henry, I don't know what's going on here.
You know what? Hold on, okay?
What?
Hold on so we can take a break and we can collect our thoughts. This guy Santos, I've had about enough of him.
Well, I think it's about time, Phil.
All right. I mean, you know, he was only a danger to himself up until this point. Now he's on his little Harley Davidsons, and he's going up and down to checkpoint 3. What is he doing?
As I understand it, he's seeing if all the automobiles on the freeway tonight are carrying their full capacity of passengers. Now, I'm not saying I endorse this, but Santos is saying that anything less than the full capacity in an automobile tonight is not making full use of that car, and Citizens Auxiliary Police, to the extent that they have this authority...
You want to get to it?
What did you say to me?
I said, would you get to it?
Ow!
Don't you ever talk to me like that again.
You didn't even hit him.
Why'd you tell people?
We wanted it...
Oh, I'm sorry.
We wanted it to sound like he got hit. What a... Sorry, bud.
I tried to make it sound real.
It did.
What are you guys doing? Are you telling me something? Are you performing some theater here? Here's the whole thing that's happening out there tonight. I understand that Santos wants everybody to have their cars filled with people so that every car is utilizing the maximum capacity and that every lane is essentially a diamond lane or a carpool lane, tonight being Thanksgiving. The problem is he doesn't have the authority to make that happen.
That's exactly the point.
And so, therefore, we are going to have him hauled in by the gendarmes, my man. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, if you have your smartphone out and you're watching Phil TV in HD tonight, you're watching our video cast on your smartphone, and you let it go to, let's say you just put it down and you forget about it and you're off doing something else, you come back to it and your phone for whatever reason has gone into its lock mode, maybe that's the time that you've given it, a lot of times it will break the connection to the video cast, so you'll see you have to just reload the page is basically what happens. But my guys being a, you know, very, because what happened was I really started putting a boot to some asses, and I shouldn't say that, but I, basically what I said was, look, guys, we got to make this very, very consumer friendly. We want the audience, we want the subscriber, we want people to you know, be able to access what we offer them on our website as easily as possible. Now, there is a piece of marketing information, I guess, or marketing intelligence, or something along those lines that says, for every click, every time you force a subscriber or anyone visiting your website to punch a button, anytime you force them to click another link, you're losing about 10 to 20% of the people that have visited your site. So the more times they have to hit a link, the more people fall away from your page and your website, and they go someplace else. So I made the guys aware of this.
Now, is this is something that you found out where?
Something, you know, that we talk about, some it's general knowledge among people that have online businesses. Now, so the guys are very aware of that, and I appreciate that, and they're on top of it. So what they did was they wanted to make damn sure that everybody is on top of what's going on. So if you, for whatever reason, put the phone down or you lose the connection to the video cast, a screen comes up, a liner comes up that says, Phil TV is not on the air right now. Check back later. You know, yes, we are. We're on the air. You just have to reload the page. So if you see that,
why don't they get it together?
Yeah, they're fine. They're good guys. I've often said, and I'm firmly convinced of it. I'm really convinced of this. The world of the computer tech, the developer, the people that are really the geniuses behind developing and building websites, and they are very smart people, and they do a good job. But there's one area where they have there is just a big disconnect, and that is the area of how the average person experiences what it is they're building. They think that everybody out there is just like them. One of the problems is there's no real research. There's no real data yet. The online business, whether it is media or anything else, is so new that the data that has been compiled is kind of rough. You know, like in advertising, in radio and television, they've got decades worth of information and research and focus groups and statistics that tell them exactly how this demographic as opposed to that demographic, how everybody works.
Well, you're talking about the internet, and the internet is mostly boys that are trying to shut down the Defense Department.
What?
Well, isn't that... Who are the ones that they call the Trog or the Goblin?
No, I'm not called it's called a troll.
Called trolls.
What a goblin.
What do you mean, what's a goblin? Isn't that the... Aren't these jackballs that are trying to shut everything down?
No, those are trolls. And it seems like that to you. It appears to you that the internet is ruled by those guys, and that the hive mind of the internet, somebody said once that the hive mind of the internet is like 15 years old and male. You know, in certain areas, yeah. Certain websites, yeah. But not the entire experience. And as more and more people become familiar with how to use the internet, that's going to become more dispersed. But all I'm trying to say here, it's a very simple thing. You know, it's one thing to be able to develop a website and do it well, and by God, we've got, you know, the best people working with us. But it's another thing entirely to know how the average schmuck who doesn't know a thing about internet, they don't know from Wi-Fi, man. Most people are like that. And I think a lot of people are intimidated because they see all this information. They'll look at, hey, have you got your Samsung? You go to the tech page of a lot of newspapers, they're flying way over the head of the average person. Way over the head of the average person. So all I'm saying is yes, I almost belched.
Thank you. I'm glad you're pointing that out, because when I belch, I get a world of crap for it.
Well, Margaret, you know, excuse me, but you're very overt.
I understand that, General, but I don't think that it needs to be pointed out as rudely as it is.
Well, you're very overt. You hear the burp, and it's heard all over Hell's Half Creation, and I don't think it's right.
Well, taken under advisement, General. This is not a moral judgment.
Well, it may not be. I was in the army. I've been in the armpit of hell in combat, and I've never seen men under the pressure that they've been under with machine gun bullets, RPGs, incoming ordnance. I've never seen men behave as crudely as you do on the average show here.
Oh, you got it.
Are you serious?
No, but...
You're full of...
All right, in any event, as we like to say. So, yes, so when you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and you get your backstage pass and you're watching our video cast, for instance, the video cast itself is we're here, you know. And so you just got to reload the page, things like that. That's the other thing about our Phil Henry Radio. We're very, very grateful to have you guys. If you look at our homepage, it says one thing we are grateful for and we are thankful for are all of you, and we really are, and we appreciate you being there. It's been another great year for us, and we're anticipating another good 12-month run, and we're thankful that we've got you all there. It's a goofy business. It's getting goofier, but hey, we love it. All right.
About that comet now, man.
Well, the comet thing, we were going to talk about that comet, that ISON, arrives at perilous encounter. They got some photographs online that are pretty interesting. Comet ISON's day of reckoning has arrived at last. On Thanksgiving, the icy comet is due to whip around the sun at more than 200 miles per second, the harrowing culmination of a journey that began about 5.5 million years ago in the farthest reaches of the solar system. ISON will experience temperatures of 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit as the sun's powerful gravity threatens to tear it apart. Many thousands of Earthlings have been tracking the comet's journey for more than a year since it was spotted by Russian astronomers in the neighborhood of Saturn's orbit. So have nearly two dozen spacecraft, including NASA's Hubble and Spitzer telescopes. If you go online, you'll see some pretty incredible photographs that have been taken. And I don't know what kind of photographs these are. They're very unusual. They're mapping-style photographs, and they may be not so much photographs as imaging that is then given a face. You know what I mean? It's like a radio signal of some kind that then is translated into a visual, and you can see the Earth, you can see Mercury, you see the path of the comet, and then you see this big blob that, as Bud said, looked like one of those candies that get crushed in Candy Crush or whatever the hell that is.
What about that Jell-O squirt? Is that
I don't know.
All right, well, excuse me. I got someone said on Facebook, you're invited to play Jelly Squirt. If that's crude.
No, it's not. I don't know. In any event, that's the sun, Bud, the thing that you saw. All right, so there. We're up to speed on all of that jazz. Very, very happy to be able to give you that information. Coming back on the other side here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, some more Thanksgiving traffic news. Maybe we'll try and give it a little bit clearer interpretation. We also have a Thanksgiving recipe, I thought, that Ted Bell was going to give us, or somebody, on stuffing turkeys. Ted can't do it because he's traumatized by that.
Yeah, Ted Bell gets sick every time you talk about stuffing turkey with a hand up the turkey.
Yeah.